Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Who is Jack Halpern and why is he questioning Roy Williams' integrity? This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. Hopefully Jack Halpern isn't another Jennifer Wiley and will disappear into thin air now that he has given the News and Observer another blockbuster story. Halpern announced that after 23 years as a part-time tutor for the UNC Athletic Department, he is turning in his pencil and slide rule. I don't know Halpern, but I promise you I will find out who he is and why he has chose to smear more mud on the university that has paid him something for the last 23 years. I'll say the same thing to him that I said to Jay Smith. If you have a beef about how things are being handled with athletics, why take it public? Work within the system to get it changed instead of making a bad situation worse. Halpern said he won't tutor athletes anymore after Roy Williams decided to begin basketball practice with P.J. Hairston on the court, even though the final punishment for Hairston's summer indiscretions has yet to be announced. Halpern says Roy should part with P.J. permanently and cited two irrelevant reasons. One, if Halpern did the same things as Hairston, he would be fired from UNC. And two, the UNC football scandal. First off, Halpern wouldn't get fired for driving a car rented by someone else because no one would care. And he wouldn't get fired because there was gun and pot in the car unless someone could prove they were his gun and pot. And if he were, he'd have one hell of a lawsuit against the university. Second, the football scandal should have nothing to do with how Hairston is adjudicated. In 25 years of college coaching, Roy Williams has a reputation of being a teetotaler for the rules and running a squeaky clean program at both Kansas and Carolina. To ignore that and say he had summarily boot Hairston's butt off the team because some rogues in the football program got us in hot water is completely the wrong reason. Because Butch Davis blew it, old Roy should say screw it? I think not. While pressure is being exerted from the top down, Board of Governors to Carol Folt to Bubba Cunningham to Roy Williams, the last thing we want to do is make Hairston an example so the university can feel good about itself again. Roy Williams was trained by Dean Smith and knows how to handle these things. If you want to hit the road, Jack, fine, but take your shallow reasoning with you. This is Archansky. See ya.